Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, they take on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State from Brookings, South Dakota. And on the mound today for the Jackrabbits will be Jake Goble, a junior. And for the Flyers, it'll be Parker Bard. The both teams, they split a doubleheader yesterday. South Dakota State winning 8-5 in game one, and Dayton winning 15-5 in eight innings in game number two. So today is a whole different story with Goble and Bard going at each other. The South Dakota State coming in at 7-7, Dayton 7-6. So we had a chance to do a player profile today, and it was Chris Peguero, who was a starting pitcher yesterday in game one. He went. He did a pretty good job, went seven innings, and gave up four runs. So we're going to have his interview right after this. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Profiler. Today's player profile is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. Joining us today is Chris Peguero from Boston, Massachusetts. And, Chris, you've had a heck of a game yesterday.
Yeah. So, thank you.
So what's it like starting for the Flyers?
Pretty cool, honestly. I mean, just being a starter is a privilege, no matter, like, I guess, wherever you are.
Uh-huh.
But playing for Dayton and Coach King, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, with him being around from Boston, too.
Yeah, being from the Northeast, yeah.
So, okay, we're going to have some fun. And what year are you, junior?
I'm a redshirt junior, yes.
Okay. Okay, what is your major and how's that going?
I'm a criminal justice major. I mean, it's going pretty good. Got a few more credits to finish up.
Lawyer,
to graduate.
Lawyer, police officer? Or?
Not sure. Probably more in the kind of like law, but more so in terms of like bureaus and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Instead of like a courtroom or something like that.
Oh, okay. How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I think I was about maybe six.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played baseball since I could probably, like, hold a ball and a bat, so.
Is that your mom and dad's idea, or just your dad's idea, or what?
I think it was my idea that continued to be pushed, like, by my family, just because I liked it from such a young age.
So, do you have any hobbies outside baseball?
I like working out, obviously. I like playing video games, just chilling with friends. Nothing, like, too crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a player that you watched growing up and wanted to be like?
Alex Rodriguez.
Really?
Probably be mine, yeah.
A Yankee?
Yeah, I mean, that was the only part that kind of did hurt a little bit, but I just really, like, at the time, I was a hitter still.
Uh-huh.
So I, like, really wanted to, like, emulate my game like him.
Did you hit in high school then?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your average? Do you remember?
I think it was like 300, maybe like 290, 300, something like that.
You think he'll put you in as a pinch hitter, right?
I would hope. I wouldn't mind an AB.
Yeah, okay. If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, what would be one thing you would tell him about Dayton?
I would say a big thing is I feel like your voice can kind of be heard a lot more than I feel like at other programs. Like, if you have something that you think could be done differently or you honestly just want to know more about, like, King is very open to just having conversation with guys, whether he even likes what you're talking about or not.
Okay.
So I think that's a big piece.
What do you believe is the greatest challenge athletes face today?
I would say probably staying consistent even after something bad happens. Like, outing-wise or performance-wise, it's easy to have a bad day and then think you need to just change everything.
Okay. How do you balance baseball and school?
I mean, I would say I just kind of make sure that the things that I know will take up a lot of time, I do them kind of on our off days. I'm also at kind of the point in my credits where the classes are, I don't want to say easy, but since I'm just kind of finishing up these senior classes, it's kind of a lot easier to juggle because the assignments are a lot more spread out.
Oh, okay.
So.
How do you think your teammates and coaches would describe you?
I would say just competitive. Okay. Just always willing to just attack a guy.
Here's going to be one of those questions that I told you about that's going to be kind of tough.
Okay.
Now that you've been here for most of the year, in one word, describe Coach King.
I would say,
Don't look at Zach, he's not going to tell you.
I'm trying to think of one word.
Yeah, we can always come back to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of just one word.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Probably Stranger Things.
Okay. If you were invited to that show, would you go?
To be on it?
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
just
probably.
Be a guest.
Yeah, okay. I would go.
Okay. What's your favorite video game?
Probably either MLB The Show or NBA 2K.
Okay. Now that you're an upperclassman, would you take an incoming freshman and take him under your wing and guide him through to his first year at school?
Yeah, I would do that.
Is it hard getting around campus if you don't know where you're going?
I would say the first week, kind of, but I think Dayton is good because it's kind of compact.
Okay.
It's like one area, so I don't think it's too difficult.
After you graduate from Dayton, would you like to continue baseball elsewhere? Go to the show or something?
Yeah, that's what I would, that's kind of like my first option in terms of what to do after college.
Okay. What's your favorite team?
Red Sox.
I figured that.
Yeah. They haven't been doing a very good job lately, but
team. It's a new year.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they've done something that the my Guardians haven't done.
Yeah.
Won a World Series in a while. who was the player you watched most growing up? Was that Jeter?
Growing up the most?
Yeah.
It'd probably be David Ortiz that I've watched the most.
Okay.
Just because, obviously, in the Red Sox, I'd watch more Red Sox games than Yankees games.
Okay. Did you ever go to Fenway?
Yeah, I've been a few times.
What do you think of it?
It's pretty nice. It's just like an old school vibe stadium. Like.
Yeah. I used to go to Crosley Field before. That was with the Reds.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of buildings over top of where it used to be. And then I went to Riverfront. Now, I've only been to Great American Ballpark one time.
Huh.
But this is after you get out of school, okay? If someone were to give you $1 million after you finish school, what would be the first thing you do with it?
$1 million?
Yeah.
I'd probably get a crib for my parents first off, and then probably a house for myself.
Do they live in Boston?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And then I don't know what I would do with the rest. I mean, I feel like that would probably take up the whole million right there, just two houses.
Those would be off a big mountain
yeah.
houses. What is your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your life?
Favorite sports moment?
Yeah. That's happened to you.
I would say probably winning our conference in high school was a pretty big deal because our conference was pretty tough.
Was it the big conference?
No, it wasn't that big of a conference, but every team in the conference was like basically a bunch of college commits, basically a bunch of guys going D1. So it was a pretty tough conference to be in, and we hadn't won it in a really long time, so winning it was a pretty big deal.
You ever play in Cape Cod League?
No, I have not.
You ever go to any of those games?
No, I haven't went to one of those games yet.
Okay. How old were you when you decided what you wanted to do in life?
How old?
Yeah.
I guess my whole life I've wanted to be a baseball player, so I never really, like, decided. It was just kind of something that I just kept doing.
Okay. Okay, now, here's going to be a tough one for you. Okay, you're the manager of a team, okay, and you have the opportunity to select your starting nine players. Well, who would they be in what position?
On this team?
No.
Oh.
Just overall. Like, for example, Ortiz at first base or...
Oh, like an all-time lineup?
Yeah, all-time lineup. The starting nine. And that includes the pitcher.
You said not including the pitcher or including the pitcher?
Well, it'd be the top ten then.
Okay. I'd probably go Pedro Martinez on the mound.
Okay.
Probably...
I thought you'd say you.
Oh, what? Well, I'm going big leaguers here.
Well, Wiseman said he would be on there.
Yeah. I would go, Pedro Martinez on the mound, probably Joe Mauer behind the plate, David Ortiz or probably Frank Thomas at first.
And not Ortiz?
I'd DH him. If we're talking on the field, I would go with probably Pedroia at second just because I've watched him for so long. I'd go A-Rod at third. And then Jeter at short. Ken Griffey in center. Trout in right. And then for left, I think I'd go... Maybe probably Acuna.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you.
And best of luck the rest of the year. And, this is going to be on today here in a few minutes. So you could call your parents and let them know it's going to be on.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we welcome you back to Flyer Baseball. The Flyers getting set to take on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Here's the starting lineups, first of all, for the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Leading off and playing center field would be Reese Anderson. Batting second, the shortstop, Carter Sintek. Batting third, the DH, Dawson Perry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cale Frost. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Luke Lusky. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Cade Stuff. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jess Bellows. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bryce Ronkin. And batting ninth, the catcher, Davis Carr. Once again for the Jackrabbits, Anderson in center, Sintek at short, Perry the DH. Frost in right, Lusky at first, Stuff at second, Bellows in left, Ronkin at third, and Carr behind the plate. On the mound for the For the Jackrabbits, it's Jake Goble. Goble is making his fourth start. He's 1-1 on the year. He's pitched 17 and two-thirds innings, given up 18 hits, 11 runs, 8 of them earned. He's walked 6, struck out 15. He's got a 4.08 ERA, and the opposing team averages 2.57 against him. And now here's the starting lineup for the home team, the Dayton Flyers, under head coach Jason King. Leading off and playing second base will be Ivan Arias. Batting second, the shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third, at third base, Mason Dobie. Batting fourth, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Michael Adair. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Paxton Tomani. Once again, for the Flyers, it's Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez in left, Pedano in center, and Adair in right. Yaman at first, McDougal behind the plate, and Tomani the DH. And on the mound for the Flyers will be Parker Bard. Parker making his fourth appearance, his first start of the year. He's pitched 4 innings, given up 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 2 and struck out 7. He's got a 6.75 ERA, and the opposing teams are batting 188 against him. So we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fishtag!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we're just a couple of minutes away from getting started here as the teams are getting set for the starting lineups that we just gave you. And looking at around some other games today in the Atlantic 10, in the first game of a doubleheader, St. Louis leads Loyola Marymount 7-3 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Just getting ready to get started, St. Bonaventure will take on Middle Tennessee. Rhode Island is at Texas A&M. St. Joseph's is at UNC Wilmington, and St. Bonaventure and That is a first game of a doubleheader. They won at 3 o'clock for St. Bonaventure and Mitchell, Tennessee, and also Loyola Marymount and St. Louis. All the other games have been postponed, except this one. Some top 25 games are going on right now in the bottom of the sixth inning. Arkansas leads McNeese 2-1. Tennessee all over Illinois in the top of the fourth inning, 10-0. Auburn trailing Austin Peay 4-0 in the top of the third. That's at Auburn. At 2 o'clock, it should have been started by now in Gainesville. St. Mary's will take on number 4 Florida. In the bottom of the third, Vanderbilt leads Illinois State 2-1. 3 o'clock, Pittsburgh will be at North Carolina. Top of the first inning, Texas Tech, the number 24 team in the country right now, taking on number 17, Texas Tech. Lipscomb will take on number 15, Alabama. Rhode Island is at number 7, Texas A&M. Number 5, Texas Christian University, taking on Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. At Duke, or at Wake Forest, ACC game between the number 12 Duke Blue Devils and the number one team, the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest. Also at 3 o'clock, Bucknell is at number 22 Campbell. San Diego is at number 20 Dallas Baptist. At 4 o'clock, Longwood is at number 21 South Carolina. And UNC Greensboro is at Clemson. 4:05, Cal State Northridge is at Oregon State, and Oregon State's sixth in the country. McNeese will be at Arkansas, the number 2 team in the country. Michigan will be at Coastal Carolina at 6 o'clock. Xavier will be at number 3 LSU at 6. Also at 6 o'clock, number 13 Virginia is at Miami. Number 11 East Carolina is at Liberty. And Connecticut is at UC Santa Barbara, number 25 team in the country. Lipscomb is at number 15, Alabama. And at 8 o'clock tonight, UC Irvine is at Columbia. They're out in Fresno, California. So we're still waiting on the announcement of the starters, as we are just a few minutes away from getting started. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the head coaches, Rob Bishop and Jason King, out there talking to the umpires. And speaking of the umpires, it'll be Dorsey Hager at behind the plate, Bryce McCullough at first, and Steve Miller at third base. As they're going over the ground rules here at Warner Field. The other games in the Summit League, and I want to welcome those of you listening in for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. In the top of the eighth inning, Oral Roberts is beating UMass Lowell 4-1. Bottom of the second inning, Georgia all over Northern Colorado 9-0. Just underway, Omaha is at SIU Edwardsville. St. Thomas is at Illinois Chicago. North Dakota State in the top of the first inning is at Northeastern Louisiana, no score. UMass Lowell and Oral Roberts are playing a doubleheader, as is Northern Colorado and Georgia and North Dakota State and Southeastern Louisiana. So the Flyers, after tomorrow's game, we will be on the air at 11:30. They will be playing tomorrow at noon, first pitch. And first pitch is at noon tomorrow once again. And also then on Tuesday, we'll be down at Northern Kentucky as the Norse and the Flyers will do battle. And then back here again on Wednesday when the Bowling Green Falcons come calling here at Warner Field. The Jackrabbits, they'll be off to Kansas State on Wednesday, and then Oral Roberts over the weekend, next weekend. So those guys are doing a lot of traveling, I'll tell you that. They have not had a home game yet. So the once again, the starting lineup for the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State: Reese Davis will lead off and play center field. Carter Sintek will play shortstop, batting second. Dawson Perry will bat third and be the DH. Cale Frost, the right fielder, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is Luke Lusky, the first baseman. Batting sixth will be Cade Stuff, the second baseman. Batting seventh, the left fielder, and Jess Bellows. Batting eighth, the third baseman, is Bryce Ronkin. And batting ninth, the catcher, Davis Carr. On the mound, once again, is Jake Goble. He's making his fourth start. He's pitched 17 and two-thirds innings, given up 18 hits, 11 runs, 8 earned. Walked 6, struck out 15, and has a 4.08 ERA. For the Flyers, it'll be Arias at second, Castillo at short, and Doby at third. He'll be batting third. That's the top three. Batting fourth will be David Mendez. Batting fifth will be David Pedano. Batting sixth will be Michael Adair. Batting seventh will be Eddie Yaman the fourth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the DH, and Paxton Tomani. So the Flyers are being introduced. They are wearing their black jerseys today with red numbers and white trim. The Jackrabbits are wearing a powder blue jersey with gold numbers, almost like the Milwaukee Brewers. Powder blue numbers, or powder blue jerseys with gold numbers and dark blue trim. Very sharp looking. So, the guys are being introduced as we speak, and we will have the national anthem here in just a minute. Parker Bard on the mound for the Flyers, making his fourth appearance, his first start of the year. He's pitched 4 innings, given up 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 2, struck out 7, has a 6.75 ERA. And opponents are batting 188 against him. So, we're getting set once again for action here at... Didn't know if we were going to be playing today. They played a doubleheader yesterday, thinking they weren't going to be playing today. And the powers that be said, hey, you know, it's not going to rain tomorrow, so let's play. So, they're playing. And they'll play a noon contest tomorrow. Don't know what the weather's going to be like. But you never know here in Ohio. That's the thing. You just never know. So, You know, we live in a country with freedoms like no others, and now we, the fans here at Warner Field are standing for our national anthem.
Fans of this time, we ask that you please rise and move your caps for the playing and singing of our national anthem.
Our national anthem here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium as the guys are out there on the field getting ready to play ball here at the stadium. Glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon. It's a cool day out. Game time temperature brought to you by Lily's New Creation. The game time temperature is, let's see, I got to reboot this here. Game time temperature is 44 degrees with a wind out of the west at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 24. Wind chill factor is 36 degrees. And the forecast is a slight chance of rain showers mixing with snow after 11 p.m. I don't like seeing that white stuff. It's springtime, okay? So let's do it. Partly sunny with partly sunny with a high near 43. Breezy with a northwest wind at 14 to 23 miles an hour, gusting up to 36. Chance of precip is 20%. So, we're playing baseball tomorrow. So, here we go as Parker Bard is getting set for action here at AES Ohio Stadium, and defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third, Mendez in left, Pedano in center, Adair in right, McDougal behind the plate, and Bard on the mound for the Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King in his seventh season here at the helm for the Flyers. Once again, we'll be back here tomorrow, 11:30 pregame show. So here we go. It's game time. And leading it off, the center fielder is Reese Anderson. Anderson batting .417 with a home run and four runs batted in. Wearing number 18 on his back. So Anderson will step in. Batting right-handed. Anderson, Sintek, and Perry do it for the Jackrabbits here in the top of the first inning. First pitch is in for a ball, one ball, no strike, and we are underway here at the ballpark. 3:04 in the afternoon. There's a pop-up coming back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike to the leadoff hitter Anderson here in the top half of the first inning. Not a bad crowd for this Saturday afternoon here at Warner Field. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Basketball going on over at the arena. pitches a ball, three balls and a strike. Bard getting the sign, looking down at his wrist. Now he gets the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 3-1. Called strike two as Anderson thought it was a little bit outside. He was ready to throw the bat back to the dugout. But it's three balls and two strikes as Bard trying to get this batter out. Pitch is in there for called strike three. He did not like that. He did not like that call. Anderson didn't. That'll bring up Carter Sintek. Sintek batting 300 with two homers and eight runs batted in. He's got three triples to his name. Kid's got some speed. So one down here in the first inning. Dawson Perry on deck. Bard getting the sign from his catcher, McDougal. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. They got six basketball games over at UD Arena today. Breaking pitch and a ground ball into left field for a base hit. So Carter Sintek gets the first hit of the game for the Jackrabbits, and that'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry batting 404 with six home runs, 18 runs batted in. He has four doubles to his name. So runner at first base in Sintek being held on by Eddie Yaman. Here's the pitch. Got the inside corner for a called strike one. Bard getting the sign, looks over at first base. Now he sets and looks, and another quick peek fires over this time. Sintek gets back safely. Crowd filing in for game number four, I guess, or three or four at the arena for basketball. It's district finals. Bard fires over to first again. And Sintek gets back safely. Outfield straight away for Perry. Here's a stretch with the wind blowing out towards right field. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. They're going to fire down to second. And Sintek is in there with a stolen base. Sintek, that'll be his first stolen base in three attempts. So one ball, one strike the count now to Dawson Perry with runner at second base and one down. Bard delivers up high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one down here in the top of the first inning. Bard sets, looks back at second base. Sintek a good lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes the count. Bard looking back at second base once again. Now he sets his sights on McDougal and delivers. Foul ball over our heads and out of play. Count says two balls and two strikes with one down here in the top of the first inning. Some fans from South Dakota here. There's a stretch by Bard. He'll look back at second base and fire. Breaking pitch, a pop-up coming back this way, and it's going to just hit on the other side of the seating area. Count says 2-2. Bard wearing number 26 on his back. Bard delivers outside for ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one down with a runner at second base. And Carter Sintek. There's a stretch and the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Mendez going back and has it. There's two down. Could be an adventure out in the outfield today. Gonna bring up Cale Frost. Frost batting 393 with 7 home runs, 23 runs batted in 14 games. He's also got 7 doubles. Got some power. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Frost. Bard staring in at his catcher. Now he fires. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Sintek out at second base. Getting a good lead. Arias tried to sneak in behind him. Didn't pitch in there for called strike two. Ball and two strikes to count. Here's Bard staring in at his catcher. Now he fires up high for ball of two. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count. Bard rocks and fires and a fly ball right left side out of play. Count stays 2-2. Sintek had a single with one down. Here's a stretch and Bard looking back at second again. Here's the pitch. Castillo is now kind of, they've got to shift on it. Castillo's like over at second base area. Next pitch is high for a ball. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Two out here in the top of the first inning. No score. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball four. So he loses Frost. And that'll bring up Luke Lusky, the first baseman. Lusky batting 229 with 2 home runs, 8 runs batted in. 8 for 35 on the season. So Barr trying to get out of this inning unscathed with runners at first and second, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike one. 0-1 the count. There's a stretch by Bard. Takes a quick look back at second. Now he delivers inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. And we have a timeout called as Tommy Winterstein going out to talk to his pitcher. Parker Bard is a senior from Westfield, Indiana. He's 6'3", 185. Once again, glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Flyers and the Jackrabbits in game three of a 4-game set. We'll do it again tomorrow at noon. There's a stretch by Bard. And he fires. Little loper down to second base. And Arias is going to flip it to Castillo, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the first inning. No runs, a hit. No errors, two runners left, and at the end of half inning, it's the Jackrabbits, nothing, and the Flyers coming up. This is the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Dayton Flyers come calling here in the bottom of the first inning. It will be Arias, Castillo, and Doby do up. They will face Jake Goble, a junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. He went to Thomas More High School. He's 6'5", 235. He is making his fourth start. He's 1-1 on the year, pitched 17 and two-thirds of an inning, given up 18 hits, 11 runs, 8 earned, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts, and a 4.08 ERA. Teams are batting .257 against him. So here we go. As Ivan Arias will step to the plate for the Flyers. Arias batting .298 with a home run, 8 runs batted in. He's got 2 doubles and a triple also to his name this year. Here's the pitch. First pitch is a little outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. No, wait, they called it a strike. I guess it got the corner. Looked outside. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Defensively for the Jackrabbits, we'll get that here after this pitch. Here's the pitch by Goble. Outside for ball two. It'll be Lusky at first, Stuff at second, Syntek at short, Ronkin at third, Bellows, Anderson, and Frost left to right, Carby on the plate, Goble on the mound for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. This is outside for ball three, 3-1. Arias has walked 14 times this year. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. And if we're called strike at the letters, fastball. 3-2 the count. Cloudy, overcast skies, about 45 degrees with the breeze blowing in from the west. That's going from left to right. Here's a breaking pitch, misses outside, so he walks for the 15th time. So Arias is on. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos batting .412 with 2 home runs, 9 runs batted in. He's got a couple of doubles. So Castillo, the shortstop, will stand in. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Had a couple of wild ones yesterday. 8-5 Jackrabbits win the first game, and then 15-5 Flyers win game number two. 1-0 the count to Carlos Castillo, and they had the run rule in effect, so they might have that again today. But you got to get 10 runs. And the Flyers have a knack of getting a lot of runs in certain innings. They picked up 7 or 8 yesterday in the 7th, 3 in the 8th. 1-0 the count. Throw over to first. Arias back safely. Glad you can join us here on this cool Saturday afternoon here at Warner Field. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for ball 2-2, or 2-0 the count. Here's a stretch by Goble. Down low, ball 3. Cannot find the strike zone. I think he's only had one strike. 7 balls so far here today. In the top of the first inning, Arias getting a short lead over at first base. Goble sets and fires. In the dirt, ball 4. So the second walk issued by Goble. And that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Mason batting 229 with no home runs, 6 runs batted in. He's 11 for 48 on the year. One double. So Mason will stand in, and yeah, the old saying, he's due. As we're going to have a visit to the pitching, visit to the mound by one of the coaches for South Dakota State. We'll be back here again tomorrow afternoon at noon. 11:30 will be our airtime for game number 4 of this 4-game set. And then on Tuesday, we'll be down at Northern Kentucky at 2 o'clock. 1:30 will be the start time, or the airtime for pregame. Nobody warming up in the San Diego, or the, I don't know why I want to call them San Diego State, but South Dakota State. Now, if they went to San Diego, I would definitely go out there. So, Goble gets the message. Here's the windup and the pitch to Dobie. Pitch, it's a called strike. Like I said yesterday, all the umpires have a different way of calling strikes, and you got to get used to them very quickly. Goble looks back at second and delivers. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Arias at first, Castillo at second. Arias at second, Castillo at first. Getting their leads, one ball, one strike to Mason Dobie with David Mendez on deck. Here's a stretch and a look back at second base. Time called and a ball called, I think. No, time was called. Time ran out. So it's now 2-1. Flyers just added the time clocks here, or the pitch clocks. Here's the pitch by Goble, and a ground ball into right field for a base hit. Here comes Arias. He's going to round third and stop. So the bases are now loaded. Mason Dobie gets the first hit of the game for the Flyers, and that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting 480. He's got a home run and 9 runs batted in. He's got a double and a triple. And he's got 3 teammates on the bases so far. So Mendez will step in. Bases loaded. Infield in at double play depth. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike 1. One of very few strikes that he has thrown today. I don't know if he can get a grip on the ball or what. It's kind of cool out there. Here's a line drive. Well hit out towards left field. Going back and it's off the wall. Here comes one run in. Arias comes in. Castillo comes in. And Mendez is on second base with a 2-run double. That ball was hit well enough, and I think the wind caught it. So 2-0, Flyers lead it. That'll bring up David Pedano. David standing in, batting 308 with a home run, 5 runs batted in, 4 doubles and a triple, and Mendez just picked up RBIs 10 and 11. So Mendez is at second base. And a pop-up going right field, going back, and foul. So Dobie is at third base. Mendez at second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. No balls and two strikes. There's a stretch and the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Fans still filing in here at Werner Field. A ball and two strikes to count to David Pedano. Miss outside, 2-2. Michael Adair on deck. There's a stretch by Goble, and he fires. Foul ball back out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Two runs in. Runners at second and third. Here's Goble. He fires. Ground ball right back at him and into center field for a base hit. Here comes Dobie in to score. Mendez is going to come in to score. So Pedano has a two-run single, and it's now 4-0 in favor of the Flyers. That went right up the middle and right over Goble's glove. That'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair batting 188 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. He's got a double. So Pedano gets RBI's number 6 and 7. Throw over to first, and he gets back safely. So 4-0 is our score. Nobody warming up in the South Dakota State bullpen yet. Runner goes. Pedano is in there with a stolen base. Pedano, that is his 5th stolen base in 5 attempts. So he stays perfect on the year. Here's the pitch and a fly ball left side, and that's going to go out of play. One ball, one strike to count to Michael Adair with Eddie Yaman IV on deck. Fly ball out towards left. That's foul. That was very close to being fair. One ball and two strikes to count. One ball, two strikes. Goble looks back at second at Pedano, and now kicks and fires out high and outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody out as of yet. There is the 6th man to hit in this inning. Goble looks back at second. Now he sets, takes another look back there, and now delivers. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. This time Anderson has it. Pedano's going to go to third, and he's going to be in there safely on the sack fly. So that'll bring up Eddie Yaman, first out of the game for the Flyers. So Eddie Yaman will stand in, batting 184 with 2 home runs, 11 runs batted in. He's got 9 hits and 49 at-bats, 1 double. So 1 down with a runner at third base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out to Anderson once again. This time it'll probably get Pedano in. And nice catch by Anderson, almost up against the wall. And Pedano comes in to score. So that makes it now 5-0 with 2 out. And that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. So McDougal will stand in, batting 270 with three home runs, 11 runs batted in. He's got a couple of doubles to his name. Takes first pitch low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two down here in the fifth or first inning, and then McDougal drills one out to left field. He's on with a base hit, and that's going to bring up Paxton Tomaney. So, hit number four for the Flyers. So, Paxton Tomaney, the ninth man to hit in this inning. Paxton hitting 257 with a home run, four runs batted in. Being the DH this year, or this inning. 5-0 is our score. Here's a line drive, base hit out towards right field. So, Tomaney gets a base hit, and so that puts runners at first and second with two down. That'll bring up Ivan Arias. Ivan walked and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. So, still nobody warming up in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's the pitch by Goble. Sigh for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Arias. Five-run first inning for the Flyers. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike. One of very few strikes he's had in this inning. One ball, one strike, two down here in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike two at the knees. Arias took a quick turn over to Coach King and said, really? 1-2 the count. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the second baseman. He's going to fire over to first. Got him. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number one. They get five runs on four hits. There were no errors and a runner left on. And at the end of one inning of play, it's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much,
for taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for taking you to your therapies, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Rules change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To the top of the second inning we go. Flyers lead at 5-0. That'll be Cade Stuff, Jess Bellows, and Bryce Rontgen do up for the Jackrabbits here in inning number two. Crowd filing into the UD Arena. They had a heck of a game last night. UD did. They defeated VCU in overtime. So now they're going to be the number three seed in the A-10 tournament in Brooklyn, New York. So the Flyers get five hits. I'm sorry. I missed one. Five runs, five hits, no errors, and a runner left. So here's Stuff coming up for the Jackrabbits. Cade Stuff batting 275 with two home runs and five runs batted in. Here's a fly ball back out of play. Look out, 75. I would say there's three areas that I will not drive on when there's a game going on, and this is one of them. 75 and Edwin C. Here's a breaking pitch outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Scoreboard has 2-0. It's 1-1. Here's the windup and the pitch by Bard. Pitch is way outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. I-75, the on-ramp from Edwin C. Moses to northbound 75 is a dangerous area when these guys are playing. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes to Cade Stuff. Another place would be Day Air Ballpark out on Monument Street. And also First Street. And then 571 out near, next pitch is outside for ball three. Out near Gastineau Field where the adult league plays, plus other teams play. The foul balls. I mean, it is very close to the field. Here's a fly ball. Little loop right towards third, and third baseman has it. And Mason Dobie. That'll bring up Jess Bellows. Bellows batting .381 with a home run, 8 runs batted in. He's got 3 doubles to his name. 16 hits for him this year. So Bellows, a right-hand hitter standing in. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a fly ball heading out towards Padano. Padano's on his horse. He's going to go back, and it's off the wall. One hops the wall. Padano. Here comes a Bellows in for a triple out to center field. Padano was way over in left center field and had a long run to go get it. So Bellows is on at third base with a triple. That is his first triple of the year. He's got 3 doubles. That'll bring Bryce Ronkin, the third baseman, batting .270 with a home run, 3 runs batted in, a couple of doubles to his name. Runner at first or third base now for Ronkin. Pitches in there for a called strike one. On deck is Chris Carr, the catcher. No balls, a strike. Here's a fly ball heading out towards Mendez out in left field, and he can't get it. It's going to go a couple of hops to the wall. And here comes Mendez to third, and they're going to throw it away, and Mendez is going to, or Rotkin's going to stay right there at third with a triple. So two triples in a row gives the Jackrabbits a run. It's now 5-1. So a run scores. That'll bring up Reese Anderson batting for the second time in as many innings. He struck out looking his first time up. Here's a stretch by Bard, and he fires. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Reese Anderson, a senior from Johnston, Iowa, went to Johnston High School. Here's a Bard delivers, breaking pitch over for a called strike two, 0-2 the count. Runner third with nobody out here with one out. And that was Cade Stuff, flied out to the third baseman, Dobie. And after that is Bellows a triple and Ronkin a triple. Here's the pitch to Carr. And a strikeout. So now Anderson comes up. Chris Carr was the batter there. So two down here in the second inning. And Reese Anderson struck out looking his first time up. So the umpire stopped the clock, and now it's starting to run again. Bard sets and fires. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. One out here, or two out here in the top of the second inning. 5-1 is our score. Here's a pitch. A bunt attempt goes foul, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out here in the top of the second inning. a run in. There's a stretch by Bard. He'll check the runner over at third and kicks and fires the 0-2. It's inside and high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. There's a lot of people going into the arena for the next game over there, the 4 o'clock game. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Look out, Edwin C. A ball and two strikes, two down here in the top of the second inning. Here's a stretch by Bard, and he delivers, and a breaking pitch, ground ball to the shortstop. Over to first, got him. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the second. They get a run on two hits. There were no errors. And a runner left on, and at the end of inning and a half, it's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 1 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
5-1 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the second inning here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. It'll be Carlos Castillo, Mason Dobie, and David Mendez due up here in inning number two for the Flyers. They batted around. They sent 10 men to the plate in the first inning. Castillo was one of the ones that got on. He walked. Carlos, a senior from Hialeah, Florida, 5'10", 185-pound shortstop. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one, is Goble is back out there for another inning of work. 0-1 the count to Castillo. Here's the windup in the pitch. And if we're called strike two. No balls and two strikes. On deck is Mason Dobie, the third baseman. These two teams split a doubleheader yesterday. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that was a hefty cut by Castillo. So that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie singled and scored in the third inning, or in the first inning. Mason from Meaford, Ontario. 6'2", 195 junior. First pitch is a ball, or no, strike. One ball, once, or no balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch outside. Got the corner to 0-2. So maybe Goble will settle down here in this after that bad first inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Mendez kind of made the error. It went over his head and he tried to catch it. The ball's in two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Goble delivers and a ground ball, this time going to the second baseman Stuff. He's going to pick it up, fire over to Lusky, and that's two down. I bring up David Mendez, who doubled in two runs. So Mendez will stand in, two down. Mendez is from Aldi, Virginia. He's a freshman, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls and a strike to David Mendez. Two-run double in the first inning. Here's a stretch. And the pitch misses high for ball. Just right at the neck. A ball on the strike to Mendez. Outfield straight away. Here's the pitch. And high and inside. That went over his head. 2-1 to count. Bard gives up a run in the top of the inning, and here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit out towards center field. So Mendez has a single and a double. Two down, and that'll bring up David Pedano, who singled in two runs in the first, singled to center. He stole a base, too. So hit number six for the Flyers. They throw the ball away, and going to second is Mendez on the error by the pitcher. Throwing error by the pitcher. Got past the first baseman, Lusky. So that puts Mendez over at second base with two down. Here's the first pitch to Pedano. In there for a called strike. There's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Goble sets, looks back at second base. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. A ball and two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 5-1, Dayton leading it. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He went around, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of two complete, it's the Flyers 5, Jackrabbits 1, back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. And back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, 5-1 is our score as we move to the top half of the third inning. Five runs, six hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, three hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. And the Jackrabbits will send up Syntech, Perry, and Frost here in the third. Syntech, the shortstop. So here we go. The ball goes down to second base, and Carter Syntech will step in. He's a redshirt freshman from Bennington, Nebraska. Went to Fremont High School. 6'1", 175. Second baseman, or a shortstop, I'm sorry. I like these black jerseys, the black uniforms. Black pants, black jerseys with red numbers. Look pretty sharp. Today was originally scheduled for a doubleheader to beginning at noon, but a lot of rain was supposed to be happening right now, but kind of cleared up a little bit, at least rain-wise. First pitch is outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Syntec singled his first time up, stole second base. Bard rocks and fires, swing and a miss, strike two, or strike one, two balls in the strike. It's supposed to rain today, and there's like 100% chance of rain earlier. Here's the pitch. Foul back over our heads and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. The forecast for tomorrow is not too bad. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. 3-2. I'm gonna love the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday. It's in the mid-60s. I'll take it any day. Here's the pitch. Check swing, foul, out of play. Over to our heads to the right. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Here's a ground ball, this time to Dobie. Dobie, two hopper. Fires over to Gaman. One up, one down. Gonna bring up Dawson Perry. Perry flied out to Mendez in left field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Dawson Perry is a senior from Highland, Utah. Went to Miles Community College in Montana, his previous school. Here's the windup in the first pitch to him. The pitch is high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. One out here in the third inning. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Perry. On deck, Cale Frost. Bard getting a sign from his catcher, McDougal. Here's the pitch. It's a fly ball heading out towards Padano. Padano on his horse. But right fielder in Adair tracks it down. And it was tailing away from to Padano. So two down. That'll bring up Cale Frost, who walked and was thrown out at second base, forced out at second on a fielder's choice to end the first inning. Here's a ground ball right back to Bard. He's going to flip it over to Yaman, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 2.5, it's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Michael Adair will lead it off in a ground ball right to the first baseman, and Lusky, he'll take it himself and step on the bag, and there's one up and one down real quick-like. Eddie Yaman will step to the plate. He had a sack fly and scored a run.
By first baseman Eddie Yaman.
So Yaman stands in. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike right at the letters. Here's a pitch high over his head. Hamilton Baden defeated CJ in the district finals at Ridge right across the parking lot. Thanks to Bill Idle for letting us know on that one. One ball, two strikes the count. One down here in the bottom of the third inning. 5-1, Flyers leading it. Pitches down low in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Coach King coming over and getting it. Gold glove play right there. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three on Yaman. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Brian McDougal, who singled in the first. So McDougal standing in, takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. McDougal, a freshman from Taunton, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, from what I understand. Here's pitch, misses a little high for ball two. Here's the pitch. Pitch it inside for ball two, or three. Goble gets a sign and rocks and fires a 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike one. 3-1 the count. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch is a called strike. Here's a ground ball to the first baseman. And it's going to be a race to the bag, and winning it is Lusky, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of three complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. It's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Parker Bard back on the mound for the Flyers here in inning number four. He's pitched three innings, given up a hit, a run. He's walked one, struck out two. He's given up two triples. So leading it off for the Jackrabbits will be Luke Lusky. Lusky is reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lusky, the first baseman, wearing number 9 on his blue uniform. Here's the windup and the pitch. Babar, and it's a pop-up out towards Mendez. Going to his left a little bit. Now he has to hurry, and boy, he had almost done a sprint there. Gets the first out. So Lusky's down, and I'll bring up Kate Stuff. Stuff flied to first, or flied to Dobie at third base his first time up. Kate Stuff is from Great Falls, Montana. There's the windup in the first pitch to him, and a pop-up back this way. Coming back is McDougal, but he lets it go back there. Goes out of play. 0-1 the count. So one down, 0-1 the count to Cade Stuff with Jess Bellows on the mat, on deck. Pitches a ball, one ball, one and one strike with one down. Here's the windup by Bard and the pitch. Outside and high, 2-1. Bard staring in at McDougal, gets the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 2-1. Fly ball heading out toward Mendez this time. Looks like it's going to be an easier catch for him on this one. And there's two down. So, Bard has retired the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. Jess Bellows will stand in. He tripled to right center field his last time up. Padano going way over in left center field, and Mendez is almost hugging the line down the left field line. Pull it. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. That was a nice curveball. Here's the windup and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next week at this time, the guys will be up at Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. That's some stirring going on in the South Dakota State bullpen. Two balls, one strike, the count to Jess Burrows, or Bellows, from Miles City, Montana, went to Custer County District High School. He's a 5'10", 190-pound junior. There's a huge gap over towards right field. Here's the pitch. Fly ball coming out and coming in with a long run is a right fielder in Adair. He's got it, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of three and a half, I should say, it's the Flyers 5 and the Jackrabbits 1 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-1 is our score. So Paxton Tomaney will lead it off for the Flyers, the third or the DH today. Pitches a ball in the dirt, a ball and no strikes. Paxton from Tallahassee, Florida, Leon High School. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. 2 balls and no strikes to count. Next pitch by Goebbels down low for ball three. Ball four. So walk to Tomaney, and that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Ivan is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. Throw to first and almost got Tomaney leaning. There's a pitch down low. Ball gets away from Carr, but not far enough for Tomaney to move up. Want to know the count. Throw to the first. Tomaney gets back safely again. Ball got away from first baseman. 1 ball and no strikes to count to Ivan Arias. Over to first. Tomaney back safely once again. So another throw over. A little worried about Tomaney. Tomaney, a good lead over there at first base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Tomaney singled his first time up. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike. 2-1 the count. Goble delivers and a spunt down the first third base line and foul. That's going to go to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes with nobody out. Tomaney at first base getting a good lead. A throw over to first. Tomaney just barely gets back again. So he's right at that limit. He knows where how far he can go before he has to get back. Here's Goebbels, delivers. In there for called strike three. Arias down on strikes. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo has walked and struck out. So one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Throw to first base and Tomaney is just getting back. On deck, Mason Dobie. Tomaney walked leading off this inning and the ball gets away from Carr and Tomaney's going to go down to second base on the pass ball. So runner in scoring position with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-1, Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Swire's got five in the first. They batted around, sent ten players to the plate in the first inning. Getting five runs on five hits. They throw back to second. Tomani back safely once again. This time Stuff is standing almost right behind him. Now backing up. Here's the pitch by Goble. A foul at the plate. Count stays 0-2. We'll do it all again tomorrow at noon here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. If you get a chance, come on out. Love to see you. High at about 55 degrees tomorrow. Here's the pitch by Goblin. A ground ball to the first baseman. He's going to throw it over to first, over to the pitcher, and there's two down. So it goes Lusky to Goble, and going to third will be Paxton Tomini. That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby is 1-for-2 on the day. He's singled and grounded out to second. Goble has gone 3 2/3 of an inning, giving up 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. Here's a swing and a miss. Goble's gone 3 2/3, giving up 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 3, struck out 4. He's already in the mid-70s on pitch count. Nobody warming up in the bullpen. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards right. Going over is the right fielder. It gets past him. All the way to the wall. Here comes one run in to score. Tomini is in and stopping at second base will be Mason Doby with a double. An RBI double. So it's now 6-1. And that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez on the day is 2-for-2. He's doubled and singled and scored a run, and he's got two RBIs. Not a bad day for the freshman. So Mendez standing in, batting right-handed. Now Goble looks back at second base and fires. And they're called strike one. 6-1 is our score right now. Here's the pitch by Goble. This is low and outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A run in. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Two down here in the fourth. A run in for the Flyers. Goble sets and delivers the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball well hit. Anderson on his horse going to his right and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth inning. They get a run on a hit. No errors. Runner left on. And at the end of four complete, it's the Flyers 6 and the Jackrabbits 1 back after this. Rilly's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals.
To the top half of the fifth inning here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Flyers leading at 6-1. Six runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Flyers. A run, three hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. And leading it off for South Dakota State will be Bryce Ronkin, the third baseman. Breaking pitch by Bard is in there for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Parker out there for his fifth inning of work. There's a pitch inside, almost hit him at the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Parker's gone four innings, giving up three hits, a run. That was earned. A walk, two strikeouts. He's got 62 pitches coming into this inning. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike. To the leadoff hitter, Ronkin, who tripled in the second inning. Tripled in a run. Pitch is in there for called strike two. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Bard pitching a fine game. Here's the pitch. High and outside for ball to three. 3-2 the count. There is action down in the Dayton bullpen. Left-hander. That's Luke Baker down there warming up. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike three as the hitter, Ronkin, thought that he was ball four. But it, like Coach Corso says, not so fast. That'll bring up Chris Carr. Struck out his first time up. Here's a windup and a pitch by Bard up high. Chris Carr, 6'2 junior from Keller, Texas. Went to Walla Walla Community College in Washington. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. A ball and a strike. One down here in the top of the fifth inning. 6-1, Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes, one down here in the top of the fifth inning. Bard winds and delivers. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. Gets away from McDougal. Goes all the way in, all the way over to the Dayton dugout. Here's the stretch by Bard and the 2-2 pitch coming plateward. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another strikeout for Parker, his fourth of the day. Two down. That'll bring up the top of the order in Reese Anderson. Anderson is 0-2. He struck out looking, and he's grounded out to short. So two down here in the fifth. Baker is ready. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So left-hander warming up in the South Dakota State bullpen. Here's the pitch by Bard. Ground ball just fouled down the first base side. Down the line. A ball on the strike. The count to Reese Anderson, the center fielder. There's a windup and a pitch. Breaking pitch stays high. 2-1. Next pitch misses outside. Three balls, one strike, two down here in the Fifth inning, here's a pitch. Ball four. So Anderson on with a walk. That'll bring Carter Sintek. Sintek on today is 1-for-2. He singled and stole second in the first inning. Grounded out to Dobie at third in the third. Second walk issued by Bard. Here's the pitch. Down low and outside for a ball. Bard towing the rubber, getting the sign from McDougal. Now he sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. And a fly ball heading out towards right field. And Adair has it, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the fifth inning. They got no runs on no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of 4.5, it's the Flyers 6 and the Jackrabbits 1 back after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No man.
6-1 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Three hits, no errors for South Dakota State. And coming to the plate for the Flyers will be the center fielder, David Pedano. David on the day is 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the first inning. A 2-run single, and he's also stolen a base. So David Pedano stepping in here in the fifth inning. This is an official game, by the way. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike one. Cloudy, overcast skies. It's in the 40s, so it is chilly out there. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball well hit out towards right center field. The right fielder, Frost, snags it. And Pedano is on with his second hit of the game. Then I bring up Michael Adair. Adair is 0-for-1 with the sack fly in the first. He's also grounded out to Lusky over at first. Throw over to first and run it back safely. Pedano had to dive back in there. Here's a stretch by Goble, fires over to first. Pedano back safely once again. Goble now fires over again. This time it's almost got him. He's at that. He's right at the line. Here's a stretch by Goble, and he fires, and Adair squared around the bunt, and it's low for ball. One ball, no strikes. Goble in there for a called strike right down the middle of the plate. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the fifth inning. Throw over to first. They got him this time. No, he got his hand back in there. He was that close to being out. Let's put it that way. There's a stretch by Goble, and he delivers. in there for called strike two. Ball and two strikes. Flyers and Jackrabbits will finish off their series tomorrow at noon here at AES Ohio Stadium. Throw over to first. Padano back safely. 12 noon is the first pitch. Padano gets back safely once again. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. And Padano is out at second. 2-6 on the putout. So one down. Two balls and two strikes the count. One down here in the fifth. And it foul back out of play. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Next pitch is inside for ball, 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes the count to Michael Adair. Here's pitch, high ball four. So that puts Adair at first, and that'll bring up Eddie Yam in the fourth. Eddie on the day is 0-1, struck out the last time out and has a sac fly. And an RBI. Here's the pitch inside and low. One ball, no strikes to count. Here's the stretch and the pitch. In the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Goble getting the sign. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Got the corner for a called strike. Goble up to 91 pitches. And there's double barrel action down in the bullpen down to our left. So this could be his last inning of. Here's a pitch and a fly ball back out of play. Count goes to 2-2. To Eddie Yaman, the fourth, the first baseman. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Here's the pitch by Goble. Runner goes. And Adair's going to be in there with a pass ball. So, three balls, two strikes, one down to Yaman with McDougal on deck. Double play has been erased. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball right past the first baseman. Here comes Adair. He's going to come in to score. They throw it in, and he's in there. That first slide, and Adair's in there with a seventh run of the game for the Flyers. And that'll bring up Ryan McDougal with one down. McDougal is 1-2. And I think Goble has seen his last pitch today. Rob Bishop has not made the signal down to the bullpen just yet. He's got a right-hander and a left-hander down there. As the umpire is heading out to break it up, and Bishop is going to leave him in there. So Goble Jake Goble came in with a 4.08 ERA, and it's now 7-1. here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's a stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one by Ryan McDougal. Taunton, Massachusetts native. Stands back in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. High and outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Back here again tomorrow noon. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul back out of play. Flyers will complete the five-game homestand tomorrow at noon. 1-2 the count. Ground ball down the first base side into the Dayton bullpen. A ball and two strikes. Then it's off to Northern Kentucky University on Tuesday for a 2 p.m. start. We'll be on the air at 1:30 for that one. Here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball. Well hit out towards left field. Coming over is the left fielder Bellows. And he has it, and there's two down. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney has walked and singled. It's two times up at the plate, 1-for-1. Flyers will return home on Wednesday when they take on the Bowling Green Falcons here at Warner Field. First pitch is 3 o'clock. Now, don't forget to set your clocks forward tonight before you go to bed. Here's the first pitch, and it's in there for a called strike one to Tomaney. The DH today. Here's a stretch, and Goebel fires over to first. Here's the pitch by Goebel. It got the corner for a called strike two. No balls, two strikes, two out. A run in here in the seventh, or in the fifth. 7-1 is our score. Here's the pitch. High and outside. And Yaman goes, and they got him. Goes 2-6 on the put out, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth inning. They do get a run, though, on two hits. No errors. And nobody left on. And at the end of five complete here at AES Ohio Stadium, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 1. We will return right after this.
Enter the threat or where the front line may be. Our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Luke Baker is on now for the Flyers as he will replace Parker Bard. Baker, a 6'6", 205-pound senior from Gainesville, Florida. Transferred in from Jacksonville University. He will step to the Parker is making his Luke is making his his Here's a pitch. A pop-up back out of play. 0-1 the count to Dawson Perry, who is 0-2. There's a stretch by Baker, and he delivers. In there for called strike one. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. No balls and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Baker stepping in on the rubber. And delivers. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. Baker sets, now delivers. A little foul back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes to count. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the second baseman Arias. Picks it up, fires over to Yaman. One up, one down. Let's bring up Cale Frost. Frost on today is 0-1 with a walk. Left-hander standing in. Here's the pitch to Cale. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitches low and outside for a ball. Baker sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch and a ground ball hit to shortstop. Over to first, two down. That'll bring up Luke Lusky. He is 0-1. He reached on a field, or 0-2, I'm sorry. He reached on a fielder's choice and flied to left. Here's a pitch by Bennett and a ground ball once again to Castillo. Fires over to first. 1-2-3 go the Jackrabbits here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Remember the story? Come on.
Buckle up. Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz,
to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
New pitcher on the mound now for the Jackrabbits and Reese Arbogast. Arbogast is a 5'8 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Comes in with a 3-1 record. He's pitched 8 innings, given up 15 hits, 5 runs, all earned. Walked 2, struck out 1. He's got a 5.6, I'll take that back, he is 0-1. Started his fourth appearance. He's got a 5.62 ERA. So Paxton Tomaney will stand in, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1 Flyers leading it. Tomaney walked his last time up, scored the seventh run of the game, or sixth run of the game, takes first pitch for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. Close the book on Goble. Goes 5 innings, gives up 9 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He's walked 4, struck out 4. Through 99 pitches. Here's the pitch. A pop-up. Sky high, right behind the plate. Now coming over towards first base dugout and out of play. It hits the top of the dugout. 2-1 to count. Tomorrow's forecast is a slight chance of showers between 11 and noon. Partly sunny with a high near 43. It'll be breezy, so dress warm if you come out here tomorrow. Love to see you. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Anderson underneath it has it, and there's one down. That'll bring up Ivan Arias. Arias on today is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Arias will stand in batting right-handed. Here's the pitch by Arbogast. In there for a called strike one. Arbogast rocks and fires the 0-1. Outside for ball two. Or 1 ball, 1 strike. I'm sorry. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just misses outside for ball two. 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, 1 strike, 1 out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1, Flyers leading it, and there's a pop-up. And nice catch by the catcher, Carr. 2 down. So Carlos Castillo will step in. He is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored also. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. The ball's on strike. 2 down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Ground, a slow roller, just foul. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down to Carlos Castillo. Arbogast kicks and fires the 0-2. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back is the left fielder, over to his right, and foul. To his left. Got a little excited there, folks. Did he do what I think he just did? Did a bat drop on him? Here's the pitch. Down low and in the dirt. 1-2 the count. I think the bat boy did a bat drop on the on Castillo. Never know what you're going to see out here at the ballpark. Here's the pitch by Arbogast. And a fly, little looper out towards right. Right fielder Frost in there and has it. It's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of six complete, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Cade Stuff will lead it off here in the top of the seventh inning. Flyers leading at 7-1, 7-9-0 for the Flyers, 1-3-0 for the Jackrabbits. Cade Stuff will lead it off, followed by Jess Bellows and Bryce Rankin. The umpire looking back here saying, turn the daggone music off. 0-1 to count. Rankin now hits a ground ball to Arias, a two-hopper. He's going to have to hurry. Got him. Just barely got him, but he got him. That'll bring up Jess Bellows. Bellows has tripled and flied to right. It's two times up. 1 down here in the top of the 7th inning, 7-1, Flyers leading it. Pitch is in there for a called strike 1. Wright State getting ready to take on Eastern Kentucky down in Richmond, and we'll be down there in a couple of weeks. And they'll be up here. They'll be playing at the Air Ballpark. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Get your tickets for that one. I think you have to buy tickets for that, but I'm not sure. Check with the athletic department here. One ball, one strike. One out. Here's a pitch and a ground ball fouled. Just fouled down the left field line. Other scores in the A-10, St. Louis defeats Loyola Marymount 9-5 in a first game of a doubleheader. Game 1 of a doubleheader, Middle Tennessee leads St. Bonaventure 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the fourth, Texas A&M leads Rhode Island 3-0. Here's the pitch. A fly ball heading out towards Padano out in center field. He's got the speed, and it falls right between the right fielder and the center fielder. So base hit by Bellows. Padano was way over in left center field. And Adair was over in right field, so there was a lot of room there for him. So base hit, and that'll bring up Bryce Röntgen. Röntgen on the day is 1-for-2. He's tripled his first time up, struck out his last time up. Baker delivers. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One ball, no strikes. One out here in the seventh. Baker rocks and fires. Ball gets... McDougal lost it there for a second. It was right underneath him, and that's the worst place he could find it. Two balls, no strikes, one down here in the top of the seventh inning. 7-1, Flyers leading it, trying to go 8-6 on the year. There's a stretch. Baker delivers. Swing and a miss, strike one. Two balls, one strike, one out. Here's a stretch, and the look over at first. That Baker delivers. Called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Bullpen's quiet. St. Joseph is playing UNC Wilmington right now. Here's a ground ball right into the right field. Going to third base is Bellows as they throw it to second. They fire over to first. Did they get him? No, they did not get him. Bellows goes to third on the single to left or single to right. Now Coach King is coming out to ask about something. Satisfied, he's going to go back to the dugout. As Röntgen rounded first, and they cut it off at second base and threw to first, and Röntgen was in, dove back into the bag. It looked like he was out, but they called him safe. I mean, it was a play that was that close. It could have been gone either way. But the base umpire, the first base umpire, says no, he was safe. So here we go with Chris Carr stepping to the plate. He's 0-for-2, two strikeouts. There's the pitch by Baker. This is inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So runners at first and third with one down. Infield in for the possible double play. St. Louis and Loyola Marymount tied at 3 in the bottom of the second inning in game number 2. Next pitch is down low in the dirt. 2-0 the count. Baker looks over at first. And fires. Just misses low and inside for ball 3. 3-0 the count. Stirring in the Dayton bullpen. Time called. And Tommy Winterstein coming out to talk to his pitcher to kill some time, I guess. Gives us a chance to tell you that coming up here on the Gem City Sports Network on, we'll be back here again on Sunday. Noon start. I had the pitchers, but I don't see them anywhere here right now. Here we go. Scheduled pitch is Aiden Tran for the Aiden Tran for the Flyers. Arlen Peters for the Jackrabbits. Noon start. So Baker, looking at his wrist, getting the sign from the dugout. Now he sets, looks over at first base, and fires. And therefore called strike one. The ball's in the strike. Texas A&M leads Rhode Island in the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0. Here's the pitch. Fly ball foul down the right side. Out of play. Three balls and two strikes. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Flyers leading at 7-1. Here's the pitch. A fly ball heading out towards right field. And Adair has it, and a run comes in. So the sack fly works, and it's now 7-2. That'll bring up the top of the order, and Reese Anderson. Anderson is 0-for-2 on the day. He's walked. He walked his last time up. Anderson, the center fielder, stepping in. Runner at first with two down and a run in. Over to first, runner back safely. Baker looking over at first base, and a pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. One to count. Here's a fly ball out towards left field. Going over is the left fielder and Mendez. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the seventh inning. They get a run on a hit to make it two hits. No errors and a runner left on. At the end of 6.5, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Flyers leading at 7-2. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. And leading it off will be Mason Domi, followed by David Mendez and David Pedano. There's a pitch by Arbogast in there for a called strike one. Glad you can join us on this cool and cloudy Saturday afternoon here in Dayton. Here's a pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Seven to two is our score. Dayton scored 5 times in the bottom of the first inning and has never looked back yet. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike two. Scored 5 in the first, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. Here's the windup and a pitch by Arbogast. Misses low and outside. 2-2. South Dakota State got a run in the second and a run in the seventh. For their two runs, here's the windup and the pitch. Missed outside for ball two, or ball three. Three balls, two strikes. The leadoff hitter in Mason Dobie. Dobie doubled his last time up. He's two for three. And he walks on this one. So Dobie is on at first with a walk, leading it off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez on the day is two for three. He's doubled, singled, scored a run, has two RBIs, and he's flied out to center. Wind blowing pretty briskly out towards right, though. I'll tell you who loved it when the wind was blowing out that way. It was Pujols. Marcus Pujols. Ball's inside for a ball. One ball, no ball. Oh, he called it a strike. He loved it when the wind was blowing out to the right. He would jack one out big time. On one account, here's a stretch by Arbogast. He looks over at first base. Now he's going to fire over. Dobie gets back safely. Hope you can join us tomorrow at noon here on the Gem City Sports Network. Here's the stretch and the pitch by Arbogast. And he's going to throw over to first. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Just misses high and outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. On deck, David Pedano. Arbogast sets, looks over at first base. They'll be getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball out towards right. And a nice sliding catch by Frost out in right field. So one down, and that'll bring up David Pedano. David on the day is two for three. Single twice. He's got two RBIs, a stolen base, and he was caught stealing in the fifth inning. He also has a strikeout. Arbogast fires over to first. Dobie back safely. Arbogast setting. Looking over at first. Now fires. Up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Arbogast looking over Dobie at first base. Dobie getting a good lead. And he fires. In there for called strike one. One ball, one strike. One out. Dobie at first. Arbogast delivers the 1-1. And a ground ball to the shortstop. Syntek over to Stuff, over to first, not in time. So it goes 6-4 on the force out. Pedano gets a fielder's choice, and that's going to bring up Michael Adair. Adair is 0-1. He's had a sack fly to center field in the first. Grounded out to first in the fourth, and walked and scored in the fifth inning. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wind blowing briskly out towards right. Here's the pitch. Misses high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Get the ball up in the air this time. It might end up on top of UD Arena. Here's the stretch and the 2-0 pitch. And they throw over to first. Two balls and no strikes to count. Another throw over. A little worried about Dobie, that's for sure. Dobie goes, and here's a fly ball out towards left or out towards right, and right to the right fielder, Frost. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number seven. They get no runs on, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, or one runner left, I should say. And at the end of seven complete, it's the Flyers seven and the Jackrabbits two. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Luke Baker back out on the mound for the Dayton Flyers, and 7-2 is our score. Baker in relief of Parker Bard. Baker's pitched two innings, given up two hits, a run that was earned, and he hasn't struck out any, he hasn't walked any. So Baker's going to hopefully finish it out for the Flyers. He will face Syntek, Perry, and Frost here in this top of the eighth inning. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for South Dakota State. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, a breaking pitch over. Baker going from the stretch. Now he fires. And ball gets away from McDougal and goes back over to the Dayton dugout. Starting to lighten up a little bit here. Here's the stretch and the pitch. And a ground ball right to the shortstop. Nice bounce, but not in time. As Castillo stopped it, it bounced, and an infield base hit. Infield base hit for Syntek. For Syntek. That'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry is 0 for 3. He's flied to left, flied to right, and grounded back to the pitcher. It's pretty dark there for a minute. Here's a pitch. Misses for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Got dark enough, I had to turn the lights on here in the press box. Baker sets, looks over at first base. Here's a pitch and a foul down the left field line. Into the bullpen down there it was. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch and a ground ball just foul down the third base side. And I mean not by much. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count to Dawson Perry. With Syntek on first. Reached on a base hit. Castillo just couldn't handle it. He had to go to his left pretty far, so they gave him a hit. Baker looks and now fires. Fly ball right side and out of play onto the Looks like it went onto the top of the roof of the clubhouse. A ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Carter Sintek on at first base. He reached there on a base hit. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards right left. Mendez underneath it and has it, and there's one down. It'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost walked his first time up, and he's 0 for 2 since then. So Frost, the left-hander, will stand in. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right back to Baker, and it goes into center field. And going to third base will be Sintek. That went right off of Baker's left leg. Or make it to his right leg. He's okay. That was a hard smash right back at him. Hit number 7 for the Jackrabbits as Frost is on at first. Sintek is on at third. And that'll bring up Luke Lusky, who is 0 for 3. One down is infield in at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Right now, Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic are playing over at the arena. Looks like a pretty good crowd over there, too. Pitch in there for a called strike one. Bade beat CJ 69-59. Alter defeated McNicholas 64-54. And here's pitch high for a ball. And Wyoming defeated Kenton Ridge 50-40. So 10-point games all three games. And they got two more to go. Make it three more to go. Here's the pitch. A fly ball heading out towards left field. Going over is Mendez and Padano calling him off, and there's two down. So two down, that'll bring up Cade Stuff. Stuff was 0 for 3. He's flied to his third, flied to left, and grounded out to second. Over at the arena, you got Jackson Center Lehman, Troy Christian against Lachlan, and Rushi against I think it's Cincinnati College Prep over there. The girls' Final Four's over here, over there next weekend. Their regionals are today. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. At three games today, but no scores as of yet for the ladies. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Baker. Ball gets away. Runner goes into second base on the pass ball or wild pitch. So 7-3 is our score now. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 3-1. Wisman warming up in the Dayton bullpen. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. 3-2 the count. This could be Baker's final inning. 7-3 is our score. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the eighth inning. They get a run. on two hits. There were no errors, a runner left on, and at the end of seven and a half, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 3. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Carr, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Flyer Baseball has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lily's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network. Leading it off here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it will be Eddie Yaman, Ryan McDougal, and Paxton Tomaney do up for the Flyers here in the eighth, in which they hope will be their final at bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Yaman on today is 1-4-2. Had a sack fly with an RBI in the first inning. Struck out in the fourth and singled his last time up. Pitches outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch by Arbogast. Ground ball. Foul down the third baseline into the bullpen down to our left. We'll be back here again tomorrow. 11:30 will be airtime. First pitch will be at noon. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Carr, and then Yaman is out. Going to bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal has singled and flied or grounded out to first and fly to left. So McDougal will stand in. I think Nolan Watson got hurt the other day, and he's not hasn't played since like the second inning of the second game yesterday. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Arbogast toes the rubber. There's the windup in the 1-0 pitch. A pop-up coming back towards the third base dugout and out of play. One ball, one strike. Tomorrow at noon, Tuesday at 2, and Wednesday at 3. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball back out of play. Tomorrow, South Dakota State. Tuesday, it'll be Northern Kentucky, down at Northern Kentucky, and then back here on Wednesday with Bowling Green University before they head out to Eastern Illinois on Friday. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3 on McDougal. So 2-up, 2-down. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney is 1-4-2. Singled in the first, walked in the fourth, and flied out to center in the sixth. So Tomaney standing in with 2 down here in the eighth inning. 7-3 is our score. 7-9-0 for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Paxton Tomaney. 7-9-0 for the Flyers. 3-7-0 for the Jackrabbits. Here's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Tomaney. One ball, one strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a line drive into left field for a base hit. So Tomaney goes two for three on today. He's at first base, and that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Arias has walked, grounded out to second, struck out, and fouled out to the catcher. 0 for 3 on today. He's also scored a run, by the way. Arias will stand in, batting right-handed. Here's the one. Throw over to first. Tomaney back. There's a stretch, and the first. Then they throw. It goes back over. Tomaney is kind of making him a little nervous out there. A couple of pitchers down, warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Nick Wissman is one of them. He might be coming in to close it out for the Flyers. Another throw over. Tomaney dives back into the bag. Tomaney's right at that line where Herbegas is going to throw this time. It's in there for a called strike one. Outfield straight away for Arias. Here's a stretch by Arbogast. He looks over at first base. Tomaney getting a good lead over there. And Arbogast fires and just misses outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Anthony Hattrip was out there warming up. He's putting up a jacket on now. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike to count to Ivan Arias. Arbogast will throw over to first. Tomaney back safely. Here's a stretch by Arbogast. He looks over at first base, and he'll fire over there once again. That's the fifth time he's thrown over there today here in this inning. Here's a stretch by Arbogast, and the 2-1 pitch. Runner goes, and the foul back. So Tomaney's going to have to go back to the bag. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, 7-3 is our score. Dayton leading it. This time Arbogast gets the sign from his catcher. Now he sets and fires. Outside ball three, 3-2. So Tomaney will be off and running on this one. Carr telling the second baseman the stuff to move over just a little bit towards right to his or to his left. There's a stretch by Arbogast. And Tomaney's off and swinging a miss, strike three. So Arias is out on strikes. And that's going to do it for the Flyers. No runs on a hit, no errors. Runner left. And at the end of eight complete, it's the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 3. Back after this with the ninth inning.
Prattler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Nick Wisman on the mound for the Flyers as he'll try to close it out here. Wisman making his seventh appearance. I think that's wrong. I don't have the right stats here for some reason. He pitched the other day, pitched yesterday in the first game. So Wisman, a senior from Dayton, went to Chaminade Julianne High School. His former team played over here at UD just a little bit ago. So here we go to the top of the ninth inning. It'll be the bottom of the order. Bellows, Ronkin, and Carr do up for the Jackrabbits, as Bellows has been a thorn in the side of the Flyers today. He is 2-for-3. He's tripled to right center. Scored twice. He's singled, and he's flayed out 2-for-3. Wisman will go from the stretch. Sidewinder. Or submariner, I should say. That's what we'd like to call him. First pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Back at it again tomorrow afternoon at noon. Be on the air at 11:30. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball, first base side. Goes over to Yaman. Yaman has to get it over to Wisman, but it goes over his head. And I think now they got him in a rundown. As Castillo runs him down, it goes 4-2-6 on the putout. They're going to give him a hit on that, too. So that'll bring up Bryce Ronkin. Ronkin on today has a triple and a single. He's 2-for-3. Here's a pitch by Wisman. And inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Wisman delivers. Down low for ball. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. One down here in the ninth inning. Flyers leading it 7-3. Pop up. Back out of play. They're also going to give an error to the second baseman, Arias, on that one. There's a set, and Wisman delivers a 2-1. This is low and inside for ball, 3-1. Bullpens are quiet now. Wisman sets, looks over, nobody on. Here's the first pit, foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes with one down here in the ninth. Tomorrow afternoon, the scheduled pitchers are Aiden Tran for the Flyers, Arlen Peters for the Jackrabbits. First pitch will be at noon, be on the air at 11:30. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count to Bryce Ronkin. 2-for-3 today. Wisman getting the sign. Here's a stretch and a 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to the first baseman. Yaman flips it over to Wisman. 2 down. So that'll bring up Chris Carr. Chris Carr is 0-for-2 today with a sac fly out towards left that scored a run. Carr struck out twice. So he's the final hope for the Jackrabbits to keep this thing going.
Now batting for the Jackrabbits, pitcher Jordan Sagedal.
And that's new hitter. Jordan Sagedal stepping to the plate. Sagedal takes First pitch in there for a called strike. Sagadaw is 6'2 senior from Olivia, Michigan, or Minnesota. No balls, one strike with two down here in the top of the ninth inning. 7-3 is our score. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike. Down to the final strike. There's a stretch and the pitch. A little looper out towards first. Yaman has it, and that's the ball game. Flyers win it 7-3. We'll be back with the totals right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be.
Your final score, the Dayton Flyers 7 and the South Dakota State Jackrabbits 3. The Flyers had 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error. And they, let's see if I can get back on here. Let's see, 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Flyers. They stranded 6. The Jackrabbits had 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. They stranded 6. The winning pitcher is Parker Bard, and the loser is Goebel. And we'll go back at it again tomorrow at noon right here on the Gem City Sports Network. So join us then at 11:30. It's our first pregame show with hopefully the coach's interview and a player profile. I think the players like to do that too. So, your final score once again, the Flyers 7 and the Jackrabbits 3. This is Doug Brown saying so long, and thank you for tuning in here on the Gem City Sports Network. We are your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, along with the Dayton Flyers baseball. So glad you could join us. And so until tomorrow at 11:30, this is Doug Brown saying so long, and have a great Saturday, and remember to set your clocks up an hour. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.